Paul, you took a lead early in the third period and stepped on the gas. Yeah. How do you feel about your ability to close that one out tonight?
Well, I liked our third an awful lot, probably from the 10-minute mark of the first to about the 10-minute mark of the second as well. But our third, the right amount of urgency and desperation in your game, enthusiasm, we were churning right, and good decisions for the most part, really good decisions when we tried to make something happen. Because we want to continue to do that. You've got to make plays in the third period to make things happen, but a smart amount to put a lot more pucks deep, put a lot more pucks to the net, and then kind of feed it off that. Or hang on, fed off that. Feed it is not a word.
Brian Little with a particularly big name game tonight. What can you say about his work in the offensive?
Well, I think this thing goes back to the Nashville game with that line. They've been good, the game winner in the next night, and then what we would have liked to have thought was the game winner against the Oilers, and then again tonight. So a bunch of really good chances, and now you're starting to see the zone time. So each player has a piece of that. Patty Liney's hanging on to the puck a lot more, right, moving, controlling the puck. Nick Ehlers is using that speed, and he's done it by arcing up with speed, causing the confusion, and then Brian's so good then at reading off that because he can understand what's happening. Then a little bit of confidence, right? So those guys all need to produce. They know they need to produce, and when they start feeling good, they can relax a little bit. And a number of other really good chances, Brian's crossbar that didn't go for them.
There's been some talk about the space that they keep together. Was that goal by Byfuglien off of the little pass in Ehlers before? Was that a good example of that?
Well, yes, and the control that happens before on both goals. and again, Little's crossbar, the knowing when a player needs help and when he doesn't need help, and then giving him at least one close area option. And then Nicky decides if he brings it back up top, that's fine. But he needs one close area option, and they've been so much better at knowing when to go towards each other and when to open up. Prior to that, I think they opened up right away. Right, as soon as somebody touched the puck, they were spreading out, and the defense in this league is too good to do that every time.
Take us onto the bench, what it was like, the emotion for your club to go 2-for-2 on the power play and then obviously have the success you had on the penalty kill too?
Well, that kill at the start is just as big as the power play goal, right? Because it holds the game for us. We've been good up until, we've had the two off nights on it. Our penalty kill's been pretty darn strong. The number's down, so that helps. We can do that with a little bit more energy, but our power play, for the last few games, is starting to heat up. We think we have options. We had planned on having Josh Morrissey run the back end on Scheif's unit. We didn't the first time because Dustin had been on the ice for an extended period of time, and then Mo just got off, so we had to make that switch. And then, Josh made a great pass to Patty Laine. And then, of course, the one thing about the other unit is they spent time in the zone with the puck, but they haven't gotten it to the net a whole lot. With Perreault toward the front of the net, Dustin will shoot that puck all night long.
How about what your fourth line was able to do for you out there?
Yeah, the first really solid game of offensive zone time and controlling pucks and then not spending a whole lot of time. As Jack gets more experience in faceoffs, they'll get more shift starts in their own end as well. But an important piece to the game, that line, and again, confidence is everything. They need one to go for them soon, but they look like they're on the right track.
It seems your second line, Lowry's line, has really not had much downtime this entire
Correct.
Season so far. What's the importance that they play, and maybe when the team's not going, and keeping them alive, and maybe kind of strong arming them back into the game?
So I think they've given up one 5-on-5 goal this year, Edmonton. And they've been exceptionally consistent throughout, and they're a different style. That may be the most important thing. So because we have some playmaking on the other lines, a different kind of playmaking on the nights that when you play Carolina, or at times when you play a team here with really good sticks that frustrates you offensively, they'll go out and do it a different way, a physical way, pucks to the net. They had another good chance after Andrew's goal. So having you always have a place to look then during your game. So if you've got the skilled style, the stylistic lines go out and it's not going for them, and Lowry's line goes out and plays a simple, hard, heavy game, there's always a place to point to on the bench, and we can follow that game.
Paul, what does it mean when your group can turn the page so quickly after a tough third, obviously the other night, and then to not just close a game out, but to play your best third period?
It was really, really good to build in the game because I thought we came out a little tense early, too. You know, they got this 6-1 shot advantage in the first. We didn't get first touch on very many pucks in the first 8 minutes of that period, and then we built like a little bit of confidence starts to return. All right, and then all of a sudden you look faster, and now things are starting to go. You know, they had